Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
As Algoa FM Breakfast, we have strived to keep our listeners in touch with the specific business chambers in our broadcast region. And this morning is no different as we catch up with newly appointed president of the business chamber, Loyiso Dotwana, and experienced local businessman and civil engineer. Loyiso succeeds Andrew Muir, who has served in this role for the past 2 years. We say good morning, sir, and welcome to...
Good morning, Johnson. Good morning to your listeners.
Firstly, on behalf of Algoa FM, congratulations on your appointment as president. And we know that it's tough out there for businesses at the moment. And you will have to hit the ground running. What is the business chamber's outlook on the next year moving forward?
Look, obviously, the first thing we want to do is we want to create stability in our network. Obviously, we plan to do that together with our stakeholders. We want for the network to remain safe, and there are a number of issues that we need to address, primarily the water crisis that has engulfed us over the last few years. It's one of our immediate priorities. As you probably are aware, from the end of this month, some areas of our metro are going to start running out of water, KwaNobuhle community being the first one. We lose a lot of water through leaks, so we want to address that, primarily at schools. So with one of the programs we have initiated, for example, is to adopt a school to sort out the leaks as business.
Of course, we saw some horrific images on social media and also on television and in media in general of the looting that took place in both Johannesburg and KwaZulu-Natal. How has, while we didn't have the looting year, how has that affected local businesses here in Nelson Mandela Bay and also ordinary citizens?
It's very sad what unfolded in other parts of our country this past week. We're very grateful to our stakeholders here locally who took a stand not to allow any unrest or looting to take place in our region. Obviously, that has protected jobs and has protected our economy. So, in the discussions we're having with our members in the region, they are very grateful, primarily to the collaboration we've had within our community, with the municipality, with the taxi association, and members of the community.
Louis, so business specific, what projects are there in place for the business chamber in Nelson Mandela Bay currently?
We have a number of projects. One of them I've already alluded to, the adopter school project, which is quite a critical one given our situation. The other projects, we've got a project called Bay Grow, which is primarily focused on improving the ease of doing business in our metro. We also have a program around the provision of out-of-the-box solutions, considering the changed environment that business operates in, as well as the potential opportunities that should bring to our metro. We also are engaged on creating an enabling environment which business can operate to make sure that our electricity supply is reliable. Obviously, our ongoing focus on water to improve our roads and infrastructure. And we've also added a new priority around safety and security, given what is currently taking place around the country. So those will be our major focus areas, certainly in the next 2 to 3 years.
Sounds like you've got your work cut out for you over the next couple of weeks and months as well, as we start lifting things, getting the economy going again and facing those challenges head on. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us this morning. Newly appointed president of the business chamber, Loyiso Dotwana. Stay safe and good luck going ahead.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.